Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Future plans for two top NXT stars have been revealed. It could change the shape of the brand as well. Plus, a WWE star undergoes surgery. And could we be seeing a WWE face in a soap opera soon? For Thursday, October the 1st, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We've teamed up with Audible to give you a free audiobook on us. Go to cultaholic.com/audible. I can recommend The Death of WCW by RD Reynolds and Brian Alvarez. Sign up to Audible, you get the book for free. And if you don't like Audible, you keep the book anyway. Cancel at any time. cultaholic.com/audible. A free audiobook on us.
For 3 years, the Undisputed Era has been part of NXT. And for 3 years, we have dominated. We've done what we want, when we want, and nobody has been able to stop us. I mean, for God's sakes, the prophecy, it came true. We said we were going to win every championship that we could, and that is exactly what we did. But even more important than that, people knew, people in that locker room knew that if you crossed the Undisputed Era, you were going to pay. Fast forward, and the prophecy ended. We lost those championships. Also, somewhere along the way, people felt that the Undisputed Era had changed, that the Undisputed Era was not the same. All of a sudden, people felt like they could say whatever they want to UE, and there would be no repercussion. Well, I'm telling you right here, right now, that nothing has changed. We are the same Undisputed Era that won the first ever War Games match in WWE history. We are the same Undisputed Era who has dominated this brand unlike anybody has or anybody ever will. So Austin Theory, you want to run your mouth about Kyle O'Reilly? That's just fine. Because now I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to bring your ass down to this ring and try and say what you said to my face.
Some big words from Adam Cole, baby, on last night's episode of NXT. This passion and fire from Adam Cole ahead of this Sunday, where his mate Kyle O'Reilly challenges for the NXT Championship. Expect some changes to the top of the NXT card, particularly when it comes to those two, as PW Insider have reported that Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly are pitched to become the top two babyfaces of NXT. Now, we can already see that come in. We have done since Adam Cole was fighting Pat McAfee, and we've seen a shift in his motivations and his directions since then. Kyle O'Reilly showed some of his colours in a backstage segment the other week, and obviously becoming the number one contender for the NXT Championship has seen a lot of groundswell support for Kyle O'Reilly as well. So this, it seems like a good time to put these two on top in a new way, in a new light, in a new role. I've seen a few people say that there's quite a few people who like to be the cool heels on WWE television as of late. And it's a breath of fresh air to see people become babyfaces and want to embrace that
Now, you may notice two names missing from that lineup. When I mentioned Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, I'm not talking about Bobby Fish and Roderick Strong. Well, it looks as if, according to PW Insider, that Fish and Strong are not factored into the babyface turns here. So what we can expect, and this is something I've said on the news video on the YouTube channel today, something we've talked about in NXT Graded as well, I'm intrigued by the idea of a civil war of the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly on the one side, and on the other, we have Bobby Fish and Roderick Strong. That could be something that starts to come to fruition at NXT TakeOver this Sunday. Incidentally, predictions for TakeOver on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today. And over the weekend of TakeOver, we will have, obviously, live reactions from Adam Pacitti at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. And we'll have What Happened At and NXT TakeOver Graded on Monday as well. Lots of content around NXT TakeOver coming this weekend on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. We stay with NXT for this one. Triple H holding a press call for TakeOver 31 yesterday. He made quite a few interesting statements throughout this press call, saying that this year's TakeOver 31 is going to have a unique feel and look for an NXT show. We don't actually know what the presentation is going to be yet for TakeOver 31. Normally by now, we will have seen like some indication of the graphics or the style, and there's been none of that. So I'm intrigued to see how it goes down. He also says that this TakeOver card is going to stay as it is, but anything could happen in the next couple of days. We have seen the pandemic affecting big WWE pay-per-views. It affected the Clash Champions this past Sunday, so that's very up in the air. On the subject of the pandemic, he says the Performance Center is available once again for use following a COVID-19 outbreak. He says there is now contact tracing within all the WWE performers and backstage team. And he says that the wrestlers are now taking new precaution going forward following that outbreak the other week. Triple H says that Kyle O'Reilly has been in the conversation for the top of the tier of NXT for quite some time. And he says that the current circumstances, not just the COVID-19 pandemic, but also the injury of Karrion Kross, has led to that process being sped up. Hence why we're seeing Kyle O'Reilly in the main event against Finn Balor. Also, on the subject of traveling again, Triple H says that he doesn't see that happening for a while. He was asked about the forthcoming draft and whether it'll affect NXT. He says he doesn't know, which must be a nightmare if that is a real answer, because if you're going to start building this brand, especially when you've been through the ringer like NXT has, the last thing you want is big stars being taken out just on a whim. He was also asked about conversations regarding moving NXT to a different night. We've seen both NXT and AEW do really strong numbers when not opposing one another. AEW especially doing some strong numbers unopposed. And he says he's also happy with where things are with that right now, but discussions are always open, so you simply never know. The other thing that came up at the very end of the media call was the status of one Tegan Knox.
I think Knox may be hurt. Tegan Knox can no longer continue in this match.
This hurt. And to have something like this happen on this stage is just devastating.
Everything that could go wrong, it's underneath, did go wrong.
And now coming back so strong to have it happen again, it's just, it's seriously, seriously heartbreaking.
It was terrifying. I thought, I'm never coming back.
That is from The Comeback, a WWE Performance Center YouTube documentary about Tegan Knox fighting back from two knee injuries in her time in WWE. And it's devastating to bring the news to you that she has suffered an injury once again. WWE has indeed confirmed that Tegan Knox has suffered a torn ACL. She was attacked backstage before the Women's Battle Royal last week by Candice LeRae. And it turns out that this was actually an injury to write off Tegan Knox completely while she goes away. Now, Triple H, at the end of this media call, addressed the status of Tegan Knox, saying that she has had surgery and She is now back on the road to recovery. Just devastating for Tegan Knox. Just and the latest in a string of knee injuries that she just keeps on coming back from. We send nothing but love to Tegan Knox holding up the Welsh flag as part of NXT. And we hope you come back even stronger than ever.
No, as in no regrets. No, as in no looking back. We enter much different than we leave. TNT title, dog collar match next week. I accept. I'm not sure this time. I'm not sure this time. I'm looking back.
No looking back. What a promo from Cody. That was on Dynamite last night as he officially accepted the challenge for a dog collar match on Dynamite last week. Cody on the mic just golden last night. Excellent work. So, next week it is happening. Dog collar match for the TNT Championship. Cody Rhodes versus Mr. Brody Lee. Now, the most recent dog collar match we've had in modern wrestling was Roman Reigns and Baron Corbin last year in WWE, which feels like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? Historically, they have been brutal affairs. Greg Valentine and Roddy Piper tore each other to shreds in that match back in the 70s and the 80s. Raven and CM Punk actually had a really memorable one. Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor in 2003. That's on YouTube. I suggest you look that one up today if you want something to watch. And we're adding to the dog collar history next week. Also next week, as part of the 30th anniversary celebration of Chris Jericho, we will see Le Champion teaming with Jake Hager to face Chaos Project, Luther and Serpentico. It looks as if Jericho and Hager's plans to dominate the tag team division are continuing next week. Also, Brian Cage will defend the FTW title against one of the latest signings to AEW in Will Hobbs. They had a brawl last week that has led to this match happening next week. I'm up for seeing what Hobbs and Cage can put together. Two hosses, absolute hosses, going to batter each other on Dynamite next week. If you want to break down to what happened on Dynamite, Jack has you covered. AEW Dynamite graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little later on today. You have just a small amount of time left to get your hands on the first run, first edition Cultaholic merchandise. There's just a few Gary YouTube t-shirts left and a few other designs still left for you before we release more. But you can get the first run, first edition stuff right now by going to cultaholicshop.com. And when it is gone, it is gone. You've been warned.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Looking ahead to Bound for Glory, Impact Wrestling have announced the Motor City Machine Guns will defend their titles against the Good Brothers, The North, and Ace Austin and Madman Fulton. Four-way tag team match should be a belter from Impact Wrestling. That, along with the Knockouts Championship, Deonna Purrazzo facing Kylie Rae, and the Impact World title match between Eric Young and Rich Swann. It should be a sleeper of a show. I feel bad even saying that it's going to be a sleeper of a show, but it's because Impact has just been consistently great. And let's see more of it, please. Looking ahead to AEW's calendar year pay-per-view, final calendar year pay-per-view, Full Gear. Looks like we have one match already confirmed for it. It is going to be a tournament final, as next week an eight-man tournament will begin to crown a new number one contender for the AEW Championship. We know Kenny Omega, Rey Fénix, and Jungle Boy will be in that match. and it looks like it's going to be a Dynamite exclusive pay-per-view week by week by week, with the finals being AEW Full Gear 2020. Should be fun. John Cena was on the Tonight Show. He was talking about Fast and Furious, the new movie, and his children's book series, Elbow Grease. This is the one about an undersized monster truck who believes in himself. It's adorable. John Cena mentioned something about his wrestling career that's got tongues wagging. He said a lot of kids and a lot of families look up to him in WWE. And he said, as my in-ring career is not as active, it's over, but not as active, I wanted to continue to send messaging to the younger viewers. Because so many times people have said, your never give up words would have helped my son or daughter. So the key there is, it's not over, but it's not as active. John Cena confirmed for WrestleMania. No, we've got no evidence of that. No evidence of that before you go crazy. But certainly, he's not shutting the door on wrestling yet. Some exciting news for fans of NWA Power. Billy Corgan shared a photo of Power with Tim Storm in the center of it on his socials. And he said the following in the comment. He said, 1 year ago, we shot our first episode of NWA Power. Suffice to say, it's been a crazy ride ever since. From trending number one worldwide on our debut to successful pay-per-views to having to stop many plans, including the Crockett Cup due to the plague. But Rosa appearing with the NWA Women's Championship on AEW to now adding our voice to the collective that is Primetime Live on the United Wrestling Network. I can only say to our great fans, hang in there. We are currently talking about bringing back Power very soon. Even if it means we can't have fans in the stands because we just want to get back to work. But it's nice to see our friend and former champion Tim Storm here in the picture. He says, if anyone can lead us out of this, it's a man or woman like him who gives it his all. He or she's got, even when the chips are down. That sounds more grim than I meant it. But yeah, still here, still kicking, and ready to get ready to rock. NWA, I'm glad to get an update on NWA Power. Genuinely one of my favourite wrestling shows of 2020. It would be sad to never see it happen again. So I'm excited to hear that it hasn't been completely forgotten about. It's genuinely made my day. Talking of wrestling revivals, Georgia Championship Wrestling is coming back. So Andrew Thompson of Pose Wrestling shared this one, saying that Georgia Championship Wrestling is making a full revival starting this weekend. Chris Nelms is at the helm of it now, and he says the goal is to create a territory-style group with Georgia Championship Wrestling working with 4 to 5 different promotions in Georgia under that banner. So like a territory within a territory. Looking to secure an internet distribution and a local TV deal as well. But you'll be able to see highlights from the show they're doing this weekend on their Facebook and YouTube channels. Georgia Championship Wrestling made loads of stars back in the day. Guys like Ted DiBiase, Jake Roberts, the Hollywood Blondes, Randy Savage, Dusty Rhodes, Harley Race, they all came through that system. So there is a lot of legacy and a lot of history that you can pull from when it comes to Georgia Championship Wrestling. And finally, Paige could be turning up on Coronation Street. This is exciting for UK fans of the podcast. So this happened when Paige tweeted out the other day, for all my Brits, ITV Corrie just followed me and I could not be happier. Throw me in an episode of Corriori. So Coronation Street is the longest running weekly episodic soap opera in the soap entertainment history. It's been an institution here in the UK as Coronation Street. So it's excited, as Paige is rightly excited to be buzzing about being followed by Coronation Street on Twitter. Now, the official Corrie Twitter replied with, hey, we just sent you a DM on your Insta. So we could be seeing Paige turning up on Coronation Street, walking the cobbles in sooner rather than later, one would hope. Adding to that prestigious history of fights and brawls and wrestling-based banter that is Coronation Street. 2020 is a hell of a drug, isn't it? On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, we've got predictions for NXT TakeOver 31 later on today. Adam, Jack, Sam and myself breaking down the card. We've got NXT graded, AEW Dynamite graded, and that's just today as well. If you haven't listened to it already, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps is available for your ears right now, featuring the AAW Pro Champion, Mance Warner. We talk about his roided up cat Helen and wrestling in Chicago and why you should not sleep on WCW in the year 2000. You can download that from the Cultaholic podcast feed where you got this from right now. And twitch.tv/Cultaholic later today, we will see Sam Driver playing some games for your entertainment. Adam Pacitti will be live on the Cultaholic YouTube channel tonight as well. Make sure you pop by and join Sam and join Adam on our other social platforms. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.